The UN has rejected the US President Donald Trump's criticism of the World Health Organization after he accused the health agency of mismanaging the coronavirus crisis. Donald Trump has also threatened to withdraw US funding for the WHO, describing it as China-centric.
The World Health Organization receives vast amounts of money from the United States, and they actually criticized and disagreed with my travel ban at the time I did it. And they were wrong. They've been wrong about a lot of things. And they had a lot of information early, and they didn't want to, they seemed to be very China-centric. And we have to look into that because they missed the call.
That's US President Donald Trump talking about the WHO. Well, Lawrence Gostin is director of the World Health Organization Collaborating Center on National Global Health Law and professor of global health law at Georgetown University. Lawrence Gostin, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Do you think the US president is correct? The WHO has mismanaged the coronavirus crisis?
No. And, you know, frankly, I'm, and I don't normally react so passionately. I'm outraged and embarrassed that the president of the United States would blame the World Health Organization for the COVID epidemic. And particularly just shifting blame to China, to the WHO, when it was our lack of planning, our lack of preparedness that's caused the crisis in the United States.
He is picking up on some criticism that's been made earlier of the WHO, though, that, you know, the WHO first noted an unknown pneumonia in Wuhan, China, in late December. It didn't declare a pandemic until the 11th of March. Australia had declared that many weeks earlier, as had many other places. It was criticised by many at the time as being too slow to do that. Do you accept that criticism?
Not at all. In fact, not only don't I accept it, it's actually factually wrong. The WHO declared a public health emergency of international concern under the international health regulations very early on.
On January the 30th.
Yes. And that's the only power that WHO has. And it did it. It declared the emergency. Now, I had been asking, as other experts were, for WHO to do it earlier. But at maximum, it delayed days. And to suggest that that had any impact on the pandemic is ludicrous on its face. What the criticisms are completely unjustified. There, it's when WHO classified COVID-19 as a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Well, WHO has no power to declare a pandemic. And it was obvious to everybody that this was sweeping around the world. It has no legal or political significance whatsoever. And it's just deflecting blame.
All right. Perhaps a more moment then was the decision or the comments from the WHO in January about whether to close borders or not. And this was a point we just heard Donald Trump make there. He said the WHO disagreed with the US travel ban. Australia had actually implemented a ban a few days earlier than the US. And it is true that that was a counter to the advice coming out of the WHO, because the WHO at the time was suggesting that travel bans are usually not effective in preventing the importation and could have a significant economic and social impact, when in fact we do know that travel bans have worked here in Australia, certainly, in curbing the spread of the virus.
Well, you know, that's mistaken on a couple of levels. First of all, I wouldn't, you know, I know Australia very well, and, you know, I teach at Sydney Uni and Melbourne mm-hmm. Uni. I love the place. But Australia is different because it's an island, it's sure. a continent in and of itself. There is no good evidence that travel bans work, and there's a lot of evidence that they can be counterproductive.
In this case, they have worked, though, haven't they?
Oh no, I think self-evident. Well, first of all, let me just explain. WHO was acting on the basis of its historical practice of recommending against travel bans. Mm. It was evidence-based, based upon many epidemics in the past. And we're dealing now with a once-in-a-century event. And every country in the world now virtually has shuttered its borders. You know, will that work? We don't know. Self-evidently, it doesn't seem to have, because we have an enormous pandemic on our hands. Germs don't respect borders. And normally, whether it's right now, once in a century to do it, you know, maybe, maybe not. We'll do a retrospective and find out. But the idea that WHO, acting with evidence under the international health regulations, which the U.S. and Australia and others have signed, that somehow it was doing something wrong or blameworthy, mm. I just don't think is supported by the facts. I really don't. And I, okay. You know, I can, you know, I'm a longtime friend of WHO's and Dr. Tedros's and other DGs. I've never hesitated to criticize it productively if I thought that it was wrong.
Okay.
But to blame WHO now is, I think, just utterly wrong.
Lawrence Gostin, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Sure.
Lawrence Gostin is director of the World Health Organization Collaborating Center on National Global Health Law and professor of global health law at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.